A lot of thought goes into making and explaining music, but I can't come up with an intellectual reason for why we actually like it. There's a compelling unintellectual reason, though, and that is body chemistry. Science has found that music affects us because of our hormones. Research has found that our brains produce the neurotransmitter dopamine in response to music. Dopamine, along with opioids like endorphin, are tied to the brain's reward system. Anticipating and then hearing music gives us a shot of chemical pleasure, just like when eating chocolate, taking cocaine, or being in love. It's a feeling of euphoria and serenity. Dopamine reinforces learned behavior. It drives addictions, obsessions, and playing the same album over and over. Other hormones are affected by music too. Cortisol, the stress hormone, is reduced. Serotonin, the happiness one, is increased. Oxytocin, the one that keeps us social, gets a boost, and since music is tied to our mating rituals, those hormones are involved as well. Human survival has hinged on our hormonal compulsions. Evolution favors getting pleasure from food and sex, which in turn keeps our species alive. So why also music? There must be a societal benefit. People that sing and dance together are likely to care about each other's well-being. I think we have proof here that music is necessary for the future of humanity. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley. Oh, can't you see? Love is the drug.
And we welcome you into musical space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher. Thanks so much for having me.
And this is a lot of fun. You've brought along a playlist that sort of gives us dopamine squirts for all of us.
Right, yeah. This is pretty hooky stuff. And I don't know, I'm trying to be really unintellectual with this one. Because the point is, the music really affects us like a drug.
Well, I remember you saying even in the past that that anticipating a hook coming in a particular song also gives us that dopamine squirt.
Right, yeah. So much of music is unintellectual. You know, it's not about sitting there stroking your chin.
Right, yeah, yeah. You're really getting it from the gut.
Right, yeah. So that first tune was a tune by Roxy Music. The tune is called Love is the Drug from the 1976 album Siren. These guys are a case in point. You know, they're very intellectual British art rockers, kind of coming out of the glam rock scene and kind of making it a little more, I don't know, proto-punky maybe. But one thing they added to the whole mix is they've realized that they can be seductive.
Uh-huh.
It's a very seductive band, and it's a seductive tune.
Yeah, and I think we'll move along a little bit now with one that seems appropriate in so many ways. We're talking about the band Morphine.
Yeah, very interesting band from the 90s. It was a trio, really crazy instrumentation. It was a bass player who played a bass that had two strings, and he played it with a slide. So he didn't use his fingers. There was a slide in his left hand. And then there was a drummer, and then the third member was a Barry sax player. Mm-hmm. So everybody's playing really, really low notes. This was my son's favorite band when he was, I don't know, about 6 months old. I think the low notes in it just calmed him down. So I thought about this tune quite a bit when I was thinking about this piece. And this is a tune called Cure for Pain, and the band is called Morphine. So, you know, we're talking about the drug-like effects of music, and they're hitting the nail on the head. This is from 1993, Cure for Pain.
Thank you.
from morphine there to, I guess, something that I wouldn't necessarily have thought of, but you mentioned that it has a special place on Reddit. Bill Withers, tell me about this.
Right. This is kind of a stretch, I know. but this is my wife's favorite song. It's her ringtone on her phone. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone, from the album Just As I Am, 1971. So I was researching this and reading about how researchers figured out the hormonal effects of music. And one thing they measured was the goosebump response, you know. And I'm hoping that most of you get this. When you hear a piece of music that really affects you, you get goosebumps.
Uh-huh, right.
The French term is frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N. And there is a Reddit subreddit called frisson, which... which talks about goosebumps.
Huh.
And so, and it's got all these, you know, video clips and music that give you goosebumps. It's a really cool subreddit, kind of gets you in the feels. But this is the highest rated song on that website. So I finally have an excuse to play this song, which is my wife's favorite song. I hope she appreciates this. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I know. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Okay, Velvet Underground, what do they have to do with this? They were associated with Andy Warhol's Factory. It was all about stripping art and music down to its components and being okay with having it be popular. You know, this is the pop art movement. So this is the tune Rock and Roll from the album Loaded in 1970. I guess I'm talking about this band because they're very drug oriented. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a song called Heroin, et cetera. But this tune is about, I think, the drug-like effects of music. So here we go. This is Rock and Roll. There's a line in here. I think you'll hear it. Her life was saved by rock and roll.
Rock and roll there from Velvet Underground to, I guess, something even more general than rock and roll, Music by Madonna.
Right. This is such a guilty pleasure.
Uh-huh.
I hate that I like this song.
Come on now.
But Madonna's great. You know, she does what she does really, really well. I was really struck by this tune because of this line you hear in the chorus. Music makes the people come together. It's so simple. But there you go. She's talking about it in a way that classical musicians sometimes dance around, but she's just getting right to it. The tune Music from 2000.
Don't think of you.
jumping back a little in time, but certainly to a song that really just makes you feel good when you hear it. Dance to the Music, Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, do I have to say much about this?
I don't think so.
Dance to the Music, from the album Dance to the Music, 1968.
Some bottom, so that the dancer that just won't hide.
And then a song just about everybody will recognize these days. Why don't you tell us about this one, Happy?
Yeah, this song is called Happy by Pharrell Williams. It's from the album Girl, 2013. Yeah, this one gets right to it, doesn't it? It's about being happy listening to music. So enjoy.
And we'll leave you there being happy. Thanks, Mark, as always, for being here.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.